Welcome to The Hitch, week 6.
Hi.
Hi.
It's day 42.
Oh, I was going to say 3. So no, good, we got an extra day.
Multiples of 7.
Yeah. Right, okay, got it.
Day 42.
42, and you can probably hear there's a storm outside. It's raining.
Yeah. And it is our last day of week 6.
Mm-hmm.
We are, we moved today.
We did. We moved from the Great Sand Dunes to Denver.
We're
in Chatfield State Park.
In
which
Littleton,
is actually in Littleton,
Colorado.
Which is just west. It's kind of southwest of Denver.
Yeah.
It's
probably about, 20, 30 minutes out of Denver proper.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a really nice state park. It's
huge.
There's like a big reservoir and I mean like a big lake. And then there's like apparently a second one that we haven't even seen that has non-motorized.
Yeah, this is
water.
Like a boating lake.
Yeah,
like,
it's a boating lake with like
you can
real
see it
boats.
Right out from our campsite.
Uh-huh.
Thankfully, it's a little bit set off.
It is.
But,
it's not too close, which is nice.
Man, there were like people water skiing and stuff.
Yeah.
It was like a straight up.
Yeah, with real deal boats.
Yeah.
And like a big sailboat I saw from a distance.
Yeah.
That was cool. And they have all sorts of stuff, like a giant fenced-in dog park we're going to take
our
dog to.
Yeah, we're going to check that out in the morning.
And playground. And they have nice like cement like pull-in sites and everything. So,
yeah, beautiful cement paved.
Yeah, really
sites.
Nice and easy
no
to pull
No gravel
in.
Here.
No gravel.
Yeah, it was easy.
It felt very deluxe, just like pulling right in. It's like a fancy driveway.
Yeah, it is. It is like a fancy driveway.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is end of week 6.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the beginning,
the
I don't want to say this, but
know,
the beginning of the end.
Don't say it. It is.
I mean, we still have many days.
I know, we have many days, but this is the last, like, leg kind of our journey.
And even,
we'll be here for a little under 3 weeks. I was just looking at the calendar and which is awesome. And we still have a lot of time and we just got here. So it's cool, but it's like, this is it. Because once we leave Colorado, it's just about bombing home.
And this is the first of 3 locations in Colorado and the shortest of 3.
Yeah, we're only
here a couple of days. Yeah,
thunder.
There's a storm all around us.
There is a storm. I felt my heart went out to the people frantically setting up their tents.
Yeah, we we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but we were out visiting your sister.
My sister.
And we ended up coming back a little later than we had planned.
Yeah.
And as we were driving back, you could just see.
There's a massive.
Massive storm.
Just dark, gray, black clouds
and we were
just south of us.
Yeah.
I mean so close,
but we were, you know,
we were right in the edge.
Yeah, as you would drive, we were just getting closer and closer. It was like, oh boy. And it was like
we were going straight towards it for a while, and then luckily
we rode the line, and then
it started raining and then we turned and it was like we kind of got out of it again.
Yeah, and we were able to get back to the campsite and into the trailer. And
you guys had to hurry and get the awning down. We had to get the dog in and the 4-year-old in. Anyway, we managed
we got
to do
it. All in
it all
and then
worked
it started
out.
Raining. But when we were driving the camping loop, there were some people like
just getting there,
sprinting
just
to get a tent
setting up their
before
tent.
This
and
hit.
I wanted to kind of say to them, like, maybe hold off.
Yeah,
and,
just
like,
sit in your car.
Hang out in your car.
Yeah.
And then after it's done raining. But, you know.
Yeah.
I've been there many times.
Many times. We've had many a wet time in a tent.
I'm very happy to be inside a dry trailer right now.
But
anyway, it was a beautiful drive today.
Oh my goodness.
Here's
the
thing.
I mean, the first bit was beautiful.
Then
it was interstate.
Then, There were 2 options. One was highway through mountains, which we've done before without towing, just in a regular car. And it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to go that way, but then it was long enough that I thought we're going to have to get gas. Interstates are always, you know you're going to get gas.
Yeah.
You know you're going to get like truck stops that you can fit in.
Yeah.
All that stuff. And so we decided, and it was just more straightforward,
and
less mountainous.
There were 2 9,500 foot passes
right
on that route.
Yeah.
And we were like,
Let's
that's
go the other
too
way.
Too many.
Yeah. Well, it turns out we ended
but
up
then,
going.
Yeah,
over.
We ended up going.
The funny
one.
Thing. So about the first, I don't know, 60 or 70
yeah,
miles
60,
of our drive was just like getting out from the sand dunes and getting over to I-25.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, was quite a bit east of us.
Yeah, and I-25, so, for those of you that aren't familiar
oh, yeah.
with Colorado's landscape. So Colorado, on the east side of Colorado, mm-hmm. is entirely flat.
Right, it's
and
flat.
And then it hits the Rocky Mountains. And
it's like insanely giant
and
mountains.
And then it's huge mountains for basically the rest of the state.
Right.
And I-25 runs along
the
edge the of the
yeah.
mountains, right mm-hmm. before the foothills.
Yeah.
And that basically...
You can
all of the cities and things in Colorado lie along the front range.
Yeah, they call
there.
It the front range. And it's just outside of the mountains.
Right. And
so we were like, let's do I-25 because we knew we would not be going over giant mountain passes.
Yeah.
Turns out we did go over
yeah.
one. It wasn't giant.
It was 94,000.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it
9,400 feet, I mean.
It was up there. But the funny thing is because I just automatically think I-25 is like more flat. I didn't even think that we were going over one.
No.
I didn't really look at the way to go.
Right.
It was fine. I mean, it was totally fine, but it definitely
yeah.
was a mountain pass.
But the car was a champ.
It did great. It did great.
Amazingly
yeah.
well.
There were lots of turns and,
yeah.
you know, going up and going down, mostly going down.
Yeah.
We're down now.
Yeah. So that's the funny thing is that, where we were camping at the sand dunes was about 7,500 feet.
Uh-huh.
And now we are in Denver, which is the Mile High City, which
right.
sounds high, but is 2,300 feet lower than we were.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, big yawn.
I had a big yawn, sorry.
And
it's late here.
Yeah, it is late, and it's been a long day. But so most of the drive overall was downhill
right.
and we got amazing gas mileage.
I
like
know.
It was comical.
We didn't even end up having to stop
no.
for gas, which was
yeah.
amazing. And that was yeah.
Normally we would have.
And
somehow
we
got to the campsite with a quarter
like
tank
a quarter
of
tank.
Gas.
So
yeah.
anyway, it all worked out. It was a beautiful drive. Besides there's like most of I-25
yeah,
seems like
I-25
it's under construction.
Kind of a,
but just you know, we
it's one of those roads you got to just do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we settled in and we pretty quickly went and visited my sister. She
yeah.
just moved into a new house.
Literally just.
Just.
This
like a
week
ago.
Yeah.
She did an amazing job. Good job.
Yeah.
She's listening. She did an amazing job. Saw our niece and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And it was really nice to see
yeah.
family again.
And that's a lot of what this Colorado
yeah.
leg is
yeah.
you know, your family all live
right.
out here and
yeah.
across the front range. So
so in that way it's different too.
Yeah.
We're the other thing is the 14-year-old and I were talking about it earlier is like we're both kind of having culture shock because
yeah.
we went from these really quiet we've been in pretty small towns and even though Santa Fe is not small we were out of town
yeah.
for a lot of it. So like when, you know, we go back to the trailer, it's like very quiet.
And even like with Santa Fe, our approach in and out was
yeah.
on the small side
right,
of town. There
right,
was
right.
no driving
we were, like,
through
out in the country.
Sprawl.
Right.
You know, you just drove through the old town and then you were out in the woods, you know,
yeah.
in the mountains.
And suddenly we're in this
and now we've
area
just been driving
where there's
through city
so many
for a
people.
Long time.
We have internet, we have cell.
Yeah.
That part's nice. There's people like talking to people, which
yeah.
is awesome, but it's also like, wow, we've been out in the country for
yeah.
a while.
Wow, it's really coming down
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's really coming down now. Oh, I feel for those tent people.
yeah, I really noticed that. I think it was when we drove through Pueblo, Colorado.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is
not
a big
place.
City.
It's like, what, 100,000 or so?
Yeah, but boy, it was like,
it
they
was
have
like,
everything.
I know, we're like, what? They have,
yeah.
you know, all
yeah,
sorts of,
like,
they have an IHOP. They have, you know, all these things we were saying.
Yeah, it was really funny
yeah.
how this small town at the very, small city at the very south end of
I mean,
just Colorado felt like the land of plenty.
Yeah, I mean, just yesterday we were driving like 60 miles to go to a grocery store.
Yeah,
yeah, just
yeah,
yesterday.
It was a 60-mile round trip to go to yeah. a Safeway. Yeah, and now suddenly we got our
suddenly
pick.
It's everywhere. So yeah, it's funny. My sister was like, what do you guys want to do? Da, 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 you know, like, and I was like, whoa, I definitely felt like I hadn't completely shifted gears yet.
When agreed.
She was asking me, you know, what we're going to do and everything. I thought, you know what? My mind is still kind of on that last leg.
Yeah.
And I have not transitioned into Colorado time yet in the sense of like, oh, this is what we want to do. And setting up plans with people and things like that.
Yeah.
So I need to kind of do that tomorrow because got to get on it. We're here now.
Yeah, we are here.
Mm-hmm.
And the rain's here.
It's definitely here. I wonder how long it's going to last.
And week six.
Yep.
Over. Week seven begins
about to
tomorrow.
Begin.
Colorado begins, has begun.
Yeah, we've been in
really
Colorado,
begins
but
tomorrow.
Like, you know.
Yeah, the Sandins didn't feel like Colorado. This feels like Colorado.
Definitely.
We will talk to you next week.
Yep.
Bye. Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at TinCanEvangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road.